This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:07 and it is Friday morning. In case you'd forgotten, it's Friday. It has finally arrived. Quickly, I wanted to mention, we're asking for you to share your toys this holiday season. If you are coming to Alice in Winterland, if you've got tickets to our big sold-out show, or if you win them in the next week or so, please bring a new unwrapped toy. The Marines are going to be on site right outside the door here. We have our big pink Alice Christmas tree up.
Yeah.
It's all set up. And
we
there are
it.
The bikes from Specialized and the fully assembled boards from Deluxe that are spread. It is. Did you put a picture of that up this morning? So go to Vin Hassan.
Oh, good. Well, I want to take pictures after the show.
Oh my
today.
God, it's so it's beautiful. It's like the most incredible tree you've ever seen, just surrounded by all these amazing things from these
and
amazing people who helped us for
stuff
so long.
Is going to kids here in the Bay Area.
Yep, right. That's right. So, and actually, I believe we're bringing it all to the Masonic, so you'll see it all there.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. So you'll be able to see the donations that these guys have made. So generous, Specialized. Thank you for everything, for all the years of giving. To the Toys for Tots drive every year, and for Deluxe, they've kicked in a few years in a row now. They're just, thank you guys, thanks. That's all we can really say.
It's nice to have the support of local companies.
Absolutely.
And super, for me, as a skateboarder and someone who I've ridden bikes my whole life, that's the present.
Mm-hmm.
Some kids don't care. Others, it'll change their life.
Yep.
It'll give them something they'll do for the rest of their life.
I got to use your
own. Okay, thanks. I was chatting with the Marines yesterday, my Marine.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Reardon.
Oh.
Well.
They're all mine. And they're going to bring their mascots.
Who are their mascots?
Bella and Bo. They're like nut pit bulls.
Are they bulldogs?
Yeah.
Oh, they're like French bulldogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little ones with the stubby legs, right?
Oh.
Well, look, they're...
Well, no, normally...
No, these are big.
No, these are regular
ones.
Bulldogs,
yeah.
English bulldogs.
Oh, okay, English bulldogs.
Called? Yeah.
Right. Oh, the French bulldogs are the little tiny
right.
ones. Okay, yeah, these are regular big old...
I'm like, oh, they're beautiful, bring them.
They are. Oh, my God, so cute.
No, I know. That is their mascot. I think that's like you see...
Oh, because the Marines are the bulldogs, right?
They get this tattooed on them.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Sweet. So, yeah.
I love bulldogs.
Winterland.
See you there. Don't forget to bring a new unwrapped toy. And really, if you're not going, please go to toysfortots.org, make a cash donation, and or find a bin. They're everywhere right now, and the need's real. This is, you know, unfortunately, we had some things go awry very last minute this year, and we're not doing our normal fundraiser for them, so we're trying to push this as much as possible.
I wanted to mention
even our backup
this.
Plan didn't end up going.
Well, you know, the backup plan, the problem is we had like 3 weeks to get this pretty elaborate backup plan up and running, and it just didn't happen.
A lot of legal issues that go on.
Yes.
But I wanted to mention this. Our friend George, is tomorrow December 1st?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
December 1st, Toys for Tots. George is doing his Toys for Tots at Abel Chevrolet. Abel, A-B-E-L, Chevrolet. And
where's that,
so,
Lucy?
That is, I'm looking at
it. Got to be
East
Bay, right?
No.
He's a North Bay guy, right?
Yeah, he's a North Bay guy. Oh, it is Abel Chevrolet and Buick on North Front Street, Rio Vista.
Okay.
So that's North?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so him and his Corvette team.
Oh,
what are they
great.
Called? His Corvette club.
Corvette Syndicate? Is that it?
Something like
that's
that.
That's correct.
Yeah. So they do it every year, and I know he had a huge success last year.
Oh,
so.
Good. Well, that's
good
one
you,
way
George.
That you can head out there. Say hi to George.
Yeah.
Turns out he's my friend's UPS driver, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they figured it out at the party.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, he's like, oh.
George has been
I know you
with us since our Hawaii trip.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love that guy.
Love George.
Me too.
He's a great guy.
My road dog.
Hey, before we jump into the music, I know that Yuzi and Bryn do not want to hear this, but
what?
I want to talk really quickly about Survivor.
Okay.
Because
was on last night?
No, it was on Wednesday night, but it was a 2-hour episode, and I definitely dozed through part of it, and Vinny didn't get to the second half until later.
I didn't even get to the second half.
Oh, so maybe that's where it was. So they're running low on rice, and
the remaining contestants are.
Right. Okay. So they don't have a lot of rice left, and that's really all they've got to eat unless they want a reward. So this chick, her name's Angelina, right? Is that her name?
Yes.
She is just annoying. I find her to be incredibly annoying.
She's been on the chopping block for weeks now, yeah. And somehow has...
Keeps skating by it. Can I please have your jacket? She's got to constantly tell you, I don't know, did she go to Stanford or Yale or something? I mean, she went to one of these big Ivy League.
I
want to
say it was Stanford.
Yeah. Anyway, she's talking about how she did her
Angelina Keeley.
Yeah, tell me the...
Sparks, Nevada. Current residence is San Clemente. She's a financial consultant. I do not see.
Anyways, I can't remember what she said. For some reason, Yale is sticking in my head. But
okay.
See if you can find the thing where she's telling you what a great negotiator. She's like,
she said, it's what's your personal claim to fame? I was elected to serve over 15,000 plus students at Stanford University as student body president, and I was the first Latina to hold the position.
Oh, well, fantastic. Wow. So she is talking about how she did, like, she had to take some class in negotiation, and I loved it so much at my post-grad blah, 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 you know, whatever, singing her praises,
right.
That I wound up just taking another class. So I am kind of a master negotiator. So she says to Jeff, I kid you not, she's like, Jeff, so we have as a group agreed that we want to try to negotiate for some rice, and here's our opening offer. And of course, if you have a counter, we're open to that. We will give all of our comfort items at the camp. We'll also give the tea and coffee that remain from our first thing, the hanging chairs that are there, all the cooking items except for the one pot. And the list goes all our fishing equipment, like everything. I'm like, no, lady, opening bid is, hey, can we trade our fishing stuff for some rice? That's the start of your negotiation. That's it. You don't give everything you have. She goes, and that's our lowball offer that we have here for.
Like, and so what did he do?
He goes, how about one of you decides that you're not going to compete for immunity here, and then I'll give you enough rice to get you through.
And what happened?
And she goes, okay, I'll do that. So, yeah, winning. Duh. But it was hilarious because I'm like, I did not take a class in negotiation. And you know what you don't do? Give them everything before they've even said whether or not they'll negotiate with you. My God, lady. Stop it already. It was funny. I got a good cackle.
Well, I'm sorry I missed that one. My favorite thing from the parts that I saw was when Christian was up on that challenge and he goes, Jeff, can I tell you a story? And then he never stops telling us. And actually, it wasn't a story. He just never stops talking. He goes and goes.
He says, I have you captive here now.
For hours.
And Jeff is, you're right. I can't leave.
It
and
was
literally
so
for
great.
Hours, they were on this little perch for 5 hours.
Mm. And finally, he just rambles the whole time.
He just went on and on and on. And even the guy next to him who was like, I'm winning this. And Christian basically saying, no, you're not. Because I'm going to not. And finally, the guy is just like, I can't take it anymore. He just jumps off 5 hours later. I just can't do it. I cannot sit and listen to this guy
any
longer. I love
that. I was laughing as that he just is still going.
It was great.
And it's all smart guy stuff, too. So none of it was even really followable by
no.
Half
in fact,
the...
they don't make you follow it. They just fade in and out of it. And they show Jeff like looking like he's about to fall asleep. And there's Christian still talking. And damn.
Yeah, that was good.
It was very, very funny. So anyway, it was a good episode. We didn't talk much about it. Only a little bit yesterday morning.
Someone says, LOL, Sarah. I thought the same thing about her, quote-unquote,
negotiations. I'm like, lady, you're not negotiating. You're giving everything away.
408 says, Sarah, I was yelling at the TV. Why are you giving him everything you own? I love how she bragged.
That's my opening bid. And, of course, if you have a counter offer, we'll consider that. He's like, yeah, I got a counter offer. How about you sit out? Oh, God, it was so funny.
Okay.
Okay, so now let's do the music. And we have
I couldn't find it.
It's fine.
It's 85 minutes long.
Yeah, who cares?
I was trying to jump through it.
It's when we have 8 minutes, let's do this. The Dolly Parton, these are the new CDs this week. CDs. By CDs, I mean things you might stream. Mm-hmm. The Dolly Parton soundtrack to the Jennifer Aniston Netflix movie called Dumplin'. So six of the tracks on this are updated versions of Dolly's songs that you may even know. Jolene with a string orchestra. Oh, that's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. She's like 80 years old now. How old is she? Find out how old she is. Research department.
She's 55.
No, she is not.
She's 72. Not.
Oh, she's only 70. Oh, we had years of Dolly.
She's like 100 years old.
She's 1,000 and a half years old. So she's also got new versions of Here I Am, Holding On to You, Dumb Blonde, Here You Come Again, and Two Doors Down. So what else is on this? Just other random songs?
Well, I chose Here I Am and Holding On to You because Here I Am features Sia.
Oh, all right.
I know we like her.
Wow. It's a 72-year-old woman just belting that out.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear Sia. You know, Dolly really can write a song, man. I don't even think I've ever heard that song before. It's beautiful. What was the other one you grabbed?
Holding On to You because L. King's on it.
Oh. That's cute. So anyway, those are just a few of the songs. Alison Krauss is another guest. Miranda Lambert, there's the Sia, L. King. Macy Gray, Mavis Staples, Rhonda Vincent. She's got a lot of guests on this, and this is the soundtrack to a Jennifer Aniston Netflix movie called Dumplin'.
All right.
Linda Perry also helped from Four Non Blondes.
Yeah.
And formerly, or is she still with Sarah Gilbert?
Yeah,
are
they're married.
Together?
I think so.
Yeah, they're married people.
Mm-hmm. They're a cute couple. I'm glad they're still together. So she went from, she had that one huge hit with Four Non Blondes, but she's become like a big force, like songwriter and producer in the music industry. So she helped produce the soundtrack.
Do you like that song, their big hit?
I do like it.
You do?
I do. I actually hate myself for liking it, but whenever it comes on, I'm all about it.
Mm. All right.
How's it go?
And
what's
I
going
say,
on?
Hey, yeah. 25 years and my life is still trying to get up that creeping hill.
I'm not really a fan of that.
I love it. The 6ix9ine, the Tekashi 6ix9ine record came out this week. They're using, I guess, Wednesday or maybe Tuesday is the official release date. It was supposed to come out last week. He got arrested. It got leaked. And now it is officially out. It's called Dummy Boy. So if you're into the 6ix9ine guy, that's out there for you. Alessia Cara has a record out today. This is called The Pains of Growing. What songs are on this, please, Bryn?
Here's Growing Pains.
All right.
I'm sorry, this is not today.
A funky song. Like, had a hard time finding the beat there at first.
Do you remember what song she's famous for?
Yeah, Scars to You Beautiful.
Scars to You Beautiful or this one?
Oh, yeah. I love this tune. This is her and
Zed.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm.
That's a hit.
That is a hit. So there you go, Pains of Growing. The 1975 have a record out today. It's called A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships.
These guys are pretty good.
Yeah.
It's Not Living.
Okay. That's a wall of sound coming at you.
It's so... They're alternative or they're labeled alternative, but they're so poppy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even get how they... Anyway,
give me another one.
It's good.
Love It If We Made It.
Yeah.
This last
Jane,
song,
I think, is a huge fan of these
guys.
She is.
You can kind of make out words in this last song here. It's called Sincerity Is Scary.
I actually like that.
It's a much different sound.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I like that. That's not bad.
All right, so that's the 1975. This guy, I don't watch The Voice, or at least I don't watch it all the way through. Once in a while, I'll catch one of the chair spin around episodes. A guy who was a runner-up on there, Adam Wakefield. Are you familiar, Vin?
Not at all.
He was the runner-up. He did not win, but he's got an album out, and it's called Gods and Ghosts. This is Adam Wakefield.
Here's Cheap Whiskey and Bad Cocaine.
Oh. Okay. way to lay it all out there for us.
I like it.
He's got a good voice. I wonder if they were like, oh, Chris Stapleton, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We need another one of those. Let me hear the next one.
It's called As Good.
Isn't Bad Cocaine the stuff they've cut with laxative?
Yeah. Baby laxative. Why don't you just chug that? Cut out the middleman. It's cheaper.
As good as it gets.
Okay. Well, that's nice. I
love him.
I actually kind of like this.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. That's Adam Wakefield.
And pretty old school, huh?
Time for one more. I just want to mention quickly that if you love Def Leppard, and we can skip this because Hooman's not here to say, oh my God, play me every song on this record. There is a best of. It's called The Story So Far. It's a Def Leppard
compilation.
Right.
Or whatever,
it's all there.
Oh, because there'll be a lot more.
Apparently so. It's just the best so far, Vinny. Sugar, I'll make when you need my love. Or In the Name of Love, I'm not sure. So do you want to hear?
You know, you just mentioned Hooman, but Matt Nathanson loves these guys too.
He actually put out a record with his own version.
That's what I thought of. I'm like, oh man.
Uh-huh. There you go, Matt. That one's for you. And then we've got Meek Mill and Earl Sweatshirt, two separate albums. So let's hear one from each of those. Meek Mill, Championships. Lots of guest appearances on here. Cardi B, LMA, Fabolos. Kodak Black, Jay-Z, Rick Ross, Drake, among others. Which one did you choose for us?
I chose Cardi B and Drake. Which one do you want? Probably Cardi B, right?
Here's Cardi B. Let's go Cardi B.
Here, let me jump ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. So that's on the Meek Mill record. And then we got a guy by the name of Earl Sweatshirt. And his record is called Some Rap Songs.
Here's the mint.
This is horrible.
That's dumb.
Want one more?
Yeah.
All right.
Really?
Yes.
I celebrate with toast.
I don't know. The production's just terrible.
All right, I've had enough of that. Earl Sweatshirt. There you go. There's your new music this week. A couple good things in there. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Family, Christmas family traditions that are a little weird. Also, a CEO that gambled away his company's money and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:38. It is Friday morning. We need spring interns, and we need them in a big way. We have a great crop right now, and they are going to be leaving us high and dry. Or you know. Chase, Faith, and Bruno. good girls. We would love for you to be our next set of interns. We do pay. You know, you're not going to get rich, but, you know, at least it'll help you pay for your gas to get in here. The hours are horrible. you know, it's a morning show. We're here very early. You can't come in at 8.
No.
Yeah, you got to be here at 5. Or what time do you make them come in?
5 a.m.
Oh, five, right at 5.
People have asked me if they could come in at 8 or 9 a.m.
Yeah, no. The answer is no. We don't need you then. The bulk of the work is done by then. But you learn a lot here. And, you know, there's all kinds of perks to being an intern. Plus, you got to get your college credit for it. You do have to be over 18. Just write to use at UZETTE at RadioAlice.com. Spell everything right. That's a pro tip over there.
I love our interns.
I know.
I love the program, the whole thing.
Thank you, Entercom, for letting us bring back the program.
Yeah.
And I love staying. I mean, I don't really communicate with a lot of them, but I love sort of seeing them do stuff in the world. And you know what? Although we all sort of bitch about millennials and the parents that brought them up, they're good kids.
Yeah, they're nice people. We've met a lot of solid people through this program.
Yeah. Really
some not
good
so solid.
No,
others
I understand
great.
That. I mean, certainly there are some like with that whole... Could I come in late? No. You can't come in late. Ding dong.
Call time's 5 a.m.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And don't come in wearing a tank top, huh?
Or flip-flops.
Remember that one kid?
Yes,
came
I remember.
Wearing a tank
I have
top?
A drawer full of t-shirts, though. You know, a lot of promo t-shirts we have there.
Yeah. That's one way to get free clothing out of us. You know, another pro tip.
Brady, give him a shirt. All right, I'll pick one. Go ahead, pick
a shirt at him.
All right,
wearing your
I'll take
tank
a small.
This last news break of the week is going to be a little bit all over the place.
Okay.
I'm going to start with the new San Francisco haircut that's taking over, and it's your haircut.
What?
It's the one. What do you call that
bangs?
Thing? Well, the you know how
shag?
You the shag.
Yeah. My shag is really growing out,
it's
though.
It's growing out, but see, that's the hot look right now.
You're telling me that I have the hot look.
Well, you have grown out what was the hot look, but I think that's what you had going on that you've let grown out, grow out.
I need to go get it recut.
Instagram is full right now of pictures, side-by-side pictures of people who have gotten, they've covered their forehead and gone shaggy.
Mm. I like the shag. It's nice.
Look at all of these shots of people. I was flinging through.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
This is your cut right there.
That's my old cut.
Right.
It's grown out.
Look at this one. Look at that one.
The bangs.
That's your hair. Yeah,
sure. I guess.
I was looking at all these pictures going, oh, my God. You had the...
I'm on the cutting edge. All these people are just trying to be like me.
That's exactly right.
When have we ever said that about...
We're not.
About your fashion
not
sense.
Not ever, not once.
But now.
Yeah. I thought mine was the lazy cut. I cut it once and then I let it grow out for 5 years.
You got the hot look right now, just so you know.
Oh, thanks, Vinny. I got the look, Easy.
I like it.
That's the one all
Great.
The people are after.
Fantastic.
Okay, what
once
was
again, trend setting.
Durr. Okay, there was another thing about music I wanted to do. I saw this on one of the music news websites that I look at. And since you didn't do it, there's no time to radnitch you because there's no more news breaks. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go ahead and
radnitch away, baby.
Oh, man.
So, Louder Sound did a poll for the greatest rock albums ever recorded.
Okay. Come on, Gary.
These are the 10 greatest rock albums ever, according to Louder Sound readers. Coming in at number 10 is Led Zeppelin, Physical Graffiti.
It's a great record.
It's legit.
Yep.
Like it.
I actually do. I don't even think that's in their top three records, though. So are there other Led Zeppelin on there?
Yes, there are.
Oh, good.
Iron Maiden, Number of the Beast comes in at number 9.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Absolutely.
I love that. I like, is it Peace of Mind?
Peace of Mind is also
a winner. That's my Iron Maiden record.
AC/DC comes in at number 8 with something called Powerage.
Yeah, I forgot to look that up. That's a Bon Scott one.
So the trip on this was, I have a ton of AC/DC albums, and that's one I don't have.
Yeah, you actually, all you have to do is sign up for one of these music services. You'll have all
no,
of them.
No, I don't do it that way. I like to buy the record and have it in my collection. But
you will have it. It'll be right there in your...
I was surprised that one caught me off. There's right, so many on. Great Bon Scott records that he sang on.
I'm going to... Hold on.
Riff Raff is on
it. Oh, Rock and Roll Damnation.
You know Riff Raff,
right? I do. Sin City. Yeah, I got to say that this is a fine record, and I've definitely played it a million times, but I will say that I don't, this is by far not my favorite record by
Which
them.
Which one is?
Let me see if, I'm going to say probably.
For AC/DC coming in at number 8, Powerage, whichever you prefer. Powerage isn't a word, though, is it?
I think they made it up.
All right, Powerage.
Hold on, I'm going to see.
Coming in at number 7, the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's. Coming in at number 6 is Queen, A Night at the Opera.
Oh, well, that is fantastic.
Coming in at number 5, these are the 10 greatest rock albums ever, according to Louder Sound, which I guess is a website with readers, and they all voted. Led Zeppelin 4.
Yeah, that's one with Stairway to Heaven on it.
Number 4 on this 10 greatest, Metallica, Master of Puppets.
Oh, you love that record.
I do. I listen to that. In my Datsun B210 nonstop. Mm. I just never took it out.
Master of Puppets. Master of Puppets and pulling your strings.
AC/DC Back in Black comes in at number 3.
That
Guns
N'
Roses
record.
Appetite for Destruction comes in at number 2.
Oh my God.
And the number 1 greatest rock album of all time, according to Louder Sound, is The Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd, which is... a masterpiece.
It is an absolute masterpiece. I would say that, you know, you might be able to argue The Wall.
I wouldn't
which
go.
I prefer.
You prefer?
I do. I prefer The Wall. But I love them both. Do not get me wrong. But The Wall is, for me, it's sort of the end all. In fact, today is an anniversary for The Wall. I'll never find it in my pile of stuff here. But I want to say it's been out since 79 or
so
something.
If I hold in front of you, you only get one.
Yes, I'll take The Wall. I will. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if that's disappointing to you, but that is
what
the one
a shame.
For me. No, it's great.
Oh my God.
Hang on.
I can't call that blasphemous, but.
39 years ago today, Pink Floyd released The Wall. Listen, Comfortably Numb's on that.
I know.
Another Brick in the Wall. Mm. All the stuff with.
Listen to this. This might be the best guitar solo of all time.
Go, David Gilmour. All of his are, though. Just the way he comes into notes. Ah, so goddamn good. You know, I'm an awesome kazoo player. And
what?
Whenever we play like this song or any song that has a
kazoo. With a kazoo?
No, I sing. I have become comfortably numb. I sing the solo with a kazoo.
It sounds really good, actually.
Oh, does it?
I was impressed.
Surprisingly
good.
She
did it on the boat that one time.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I do it all the time. I usually have a kazoo in my pocket. I do not have one right now, which is blasphemy.
How could you?
I know. But
ooh,
also,
maybe Alan will bring one.
Oh, Alan, bring a kazoo, would you? It's funny, like cake songs and car songs, you can do all the keyboard parts with them. And, you know, it's good.
Wait a minute.
Oh, Run, yeah. Or is this Run Like Hell?
It is Run Like
that's
Hell.
Correct,
that's off Dark Side of the Moon.
But that's on Dark Side of the Moon, too, isn't it?
Is it? You sure?
No.
You sure about that, guys?
It's not.
Night. Oh, it's on the wall?
It's on the wall.
Yeah, this. So this one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the wall is the one for me. But they're both great. I know it would be hard.
Well, there you
go. Be hard to choose between them.
The number one album, according to Louder Sound, is.
Education. Oh, this is a really good solo too. Thought control. Ah, yeah.
Our next story, something entirely
else.
Do I
have to change? Oh. Sarcasm in the classroom. Go on, get your cake.
Is it? Do you think that they took LSD to write these songs?
Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised to hear it. What do you think?
Well, I think that they were part of a psychedelic. As a band in the beginning,
they were heroin addicts.
They were they were part of a psychedelic scene that was taking LSD. Whether or not they continued to do that to write this music, I don't know.
Well, that one guy.
Sid.
Sid Barrett?
Yeah, Sid Barrett. He went
was
crazy.
He had mental issues anyway, but I want to say also, he had some drug abuse things going on.
They took too much LSD.
Heroin, maybe, yeah. You can hear my influences in that one.
What I read is they were part of a scene in England that was doing that. Mm. They were playing this club where all the bands played that type of psychedelic.
Trippy.
Right.
Right.
So it was a scene.
Yeah.
Didn't seem abnormal at the time, but they came through it as superstars and others.
They lost a few people along the way.
Right, Sid.
I mean, it wasn't like they
to be exact.
You know, came through. Unscathed.
Oh yeah, heavy use of psychedelic drugs.
Oh boy,
like LSD.
Yeah,
and he had schizophrenia.
Yeah, he had mental problems, so was already. Those are the people who shouldn't.
Right.
No one should.
What, do drugs?
But you extra shouldn't if you're schizophrenic.
Oh, I see.
Extra shouldn't.
And if you watch that Grateful Dead, it's on. I want to say it's on Amazon Prime. If you watch the Grateful Dead,
I'll never watch
documentary.
That.
The stories about their use are frightening. Mm. Regular, daily, heavy use of psychedelics.
Long, strange trip.
It's unbelievable. You couldn't get on. The guy would stand there with liquid LSD, and you couldn't get on the stage unless you took some.
Mm.
Like he was giving it to them as they came
on. Give him a little squirt.
Why are you measuring that? Would you ever let someone just dose you?
No. But I would never take any kind of tripping drug. I'm way too scared.
There's a story here that says he disappeared over a long weekend.
Who,
came
Sid?
Back, Sid came back and was a completely different person.
Yeah. Oh, he had a mental
break. Didn't recognize.
He had a mental break.
Friends didn't know where he was.
Oh, mm-hmm. Poor guy. Jesus.
What does this mean? It says at a San Francisco show at the Fillmore, during a performance of Interstellar Overdrive, Barrett slowly detuned his guitar. What does that mean?
It's just taking it out of tune.
Oh.
He
just sat there twisting the little machine heads.
He is just going cuckoo.
Damn. Wow. Well, that was an epic show to see. Mm. I bet there was one of those awesome posters for it.
I wonder,
and it probably
which...
cost a dollar.
Right.
I wonder which album that's on. There's a lot of early albums that aren't as pop. Metal is right. one of them. And there's
so that was during that song? That's not one of their records?
Interstellar Overdrive?
I guess it's a song where he just decided I'm not I'm on my own trip here.
I'm not
here.
Doing this anymore.
I don't know.
I'm doing my own thing. You guys are out of tune.
There's a cell phone right. company in China called Jiani.
Oh, Jiani.
I'm sure it's pronounced differently, but I'm just going to go with what I can to, in order to get through the story. Jiani's founder is Liu Lirong.
Lirong.
Jiani is now on the verge of going out of business after Liu gambled away a bunch of its money at a casino.
Uh-oh.
How much, you ask? $1.44 billion gambled away at a casino. Liu says,
Jesus.
That's an exaggeration. It was about $1 billion, not $1.44 billion.
All right. We'll round down.
Anyway, Jiani, or the phone company, is going to start bankruptcy reorganization next month, but their founder gambled away between $1 billion and $1.44 billion.
Wow.
Shouldn't we make casinos stop us?
Yes. I actually think
like
that
when you get to $1 million. I even think $1 million. Like, come on, man.
I
he
understand
just lost $1 million. Yep.
That's the whole deal. But it's just like over-serving someone drinks. At some point, you have to be able to say, okay.
That's enough of that.
I know you think you're going to get hot any second now.
Right.
But you're
not. Yeah, that's actually a great point, Vinny. We do hold bartenders and bars responsible if they've over-served someone. Like, if someone clearly is having a problem and has lost over $1 billion, it might be time for someone to step in and go, I get it. We want your money. We've got most of it now.
Right. It's
Why
our
don't
thing.
You go ahead and take a break?
It's what we do, but we're going to send you home.
Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. By the way, awaiting Alan from Bananas at Large, I guess
he's
going to
on his way.
He's gonna put presents under the tree. Is that the deal?
Yes, sir.
We'll have to take
right
another
now,
picture of it.
The Alice Christmas tree is stacked with specialized bikes
looks
and
great.
Skateboards from our guys at Deluxe.
Yeah.
DLX. sf.com and looks like we're gonna bless you looks like we're gonna get some more stuff, so we'll post a picture of
Michelle,
that on the Alice Instagram.
Michelle from our promotions department did our tree.
Looks so cool.
Dez, yeah, looks amazing.
Good I'd job. Love to see other companies from the Bay Area come in and
that's a great idea
put
Vinny.
Stuff under our tree, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
I don't know, you know.
Sounds good. The challenge has been issued.
So since we won't have a live broadcast this year, you can come by. I mean,
yeah, please come in. If you want to put some stuff under the tree, we'll seat you and you can hang mm-hmm. out.
And we'll put a new picture up each time new stuff is put under the
mm-hmm.
tree.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Actually, I forgot to tell you guys, there are presents under there from Westfield Shopping Center.
Oh. Oh, isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would, you
we're
know,
gonna start our 12 days of holiday next Wednesday.
It's a holiday.
That's so dumb.
Don't say that.
Sorry,
sponsor.
I know, but the 12 days. Okay.
All right. It's.
I mean,
it is
I
12
actually
days
love.
Of Christmas.
I love the promotion, but can we just call it the 12 days of Christmas? On the 10th day of holiday, my true love gave to me. I mean, it's
actually
song,
based
for God's
on
sake.
A song
right.
that says
God's
it.
God's sake.
Bryn reminded me that our friends from NVIDIA used to come to our South Bay broadcast all the time and,
yeah,
drop,
and drop
off stuff.
So listen, NVIDIA, you know.
Come on up.
Come on over. Get a little picture of you.
Drop whatever. We're just anything
new
under the
unwrapped
tree
toys.
Is getting given to the Marines and will be on display at Alice in Winterland.
Don't wrap it. We get that it looks pretty when it's wrapped, but we can't have it wrapped. It needs to be new unwrapped.
Oh, look at that. I'm out of time. I will read the text after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.